Let's cross now to our guest, Eugene Herbert, Chief Executive of Master Drive. Eugene, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi there, and hi to the listeners.
Absolutely fantastic to have you on, and I'm really glad you're on because I didn't even know about this number plate thing. So what's going on? Please give us a little bit of background.
Okay, can I give you the kind of facetious response first, and then we look very pragmatically?
Perfect.
It's another way to make you and I pay more money to people who are not deserving of those monies, and to make an excuse for bad and maladministration within the departments, and in order to make some money to better those. Okay, so that's the facetious response.
Right.
However, I do understand that we've got to evolve with times. I remember when we changed from the GP number plates or the TJ number plates to the GP number plates. And I don't know many.
We're showing
many
our age here.
Will know that day. Yeah. Okay. So yes, progress has to take place, but you know, it's as with many other things, and I think AfriForum expressed their concerns about, well, firstly the suppliers. It creates a monopolistic situation in which only a few benefit. That's the one aspect. The second aspect is that it's not very transparent. Yeah, they're telling us that this has been under trial for the last 2 years or something, and now they talk about releasing it, and then when somebody objects, oh, now we'll postpone it. Hey, come on. Why can't we perfect it? You know, today, by the way, Arto was the official day over 62 municipalities. Do you know how long that's been in the pipeline? Over 20 years.
Okay.
So the optimistic person in me says, you know what? We'll get the new number plates in 20 years' time.
So what is the idea behind these plates? What's the intention?
I think, you know, part of the – I think we need to look at it holistically, and let's accept that they are thinking future-wise. The license discs on vehicle is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So they're working toward the time where there will be information in the number plate itself that will enable the details to be read. So right. Today, for argument's sake, you get pulled over, the traffic officer or the law enforcement official, because it looks at your number, your disc, and he says it's expired or it's current, etc. He necessarily can't pick up whether that's a fraudulent disc. Okay. So that's the one thing. So if they're using, I think it's NMR, number plate recognition camera technology, that the camera will look at it, and I understand that there would be handheld devices, so they just scan that, and that will say what vehicle it is it the correct vehicle, gives the color, etc., etc. So I do think there's merit in it, but you know, as with South African criminals, they are so astute and future-minded. They probably already know an answer to that so as to figure out how they can circumvent the system. But let's be fair to them that they are wanting to plan for the future. But in today's times, let's just assume they implemented. I think there's about 9 million cars on the road in South Africa. Let's assume 50% of those are in Gauteng, or even 40%. Average license to replace a number plate and do that is going to be about R1,000 on a small vehicle.
Right.
Not, don't mind the bigger ones. 4 million by R1,000, it's going to enrich a few, in my opinion. And I do think that if they considered an approach, you make me change. Why must I pay for it? Okay? That's kind of my view. So let's accept we want to get better. It will help eliminate criminal elements who are using the licensing system to circumvent the law, steal vehicles, hijack them, et cetera, et cetera. So down the line, it may be a good thing, but I need to be convinced of that. And I certainly think AfriForum's challenging of it has highlighted some serious inefficiencies in the system.
I think even if you take into account the idea behind it, there's technology available that you can scan a number plate with a phone or with anything linked to a database, get the make and model number of the vehicle. I mean, that is available now. So what is really the reason behind the new plate when the number on the vehicle is what is going to be shown? Are they looking at perhaps embedding a chip into the plate, and you know, how safe is that really, where you can download off the internet ways to change your tap and go type of chips? So you know, technology wise there's got to be a cheaper and a simpler way to do this, but I suppose, is it really ultimately about enriching certain individuals?
Look, that's the facetious side of my comment. But I think when you look at that, along with the fact that the minister now wants to introduce extra charge on a vehicle because EVs are not paying on the fuel levy so that they can't recover the money. And instead of addressing the inadequacies on an RAF and the blatant, maladministration, they want to get more money from you and I. And I think, go back to the base, sort out the sickness, because what you're proposing is not a real cure. It's just to cover, put some sticking plaster over the system. So if you put new number plates, you've now got to be charged for on your licenses. Where does it stop? And I think the hard-pressed motorists of today, especially in the light of what we've seen, the variations in fuel, etc., has made many people cut into overspend, but into their savings.
Yes.
And I think they need some relief, and I hope that this will see some adjustment to it, and maybe some sanity prevail.
I think ultimately, at the end of the day, where there's the 20 rand or the 50 rand accompanying the ID book or the driver's license, or just on its own to a police officer on the side of the road, I mean, it's something that we all know that if someone is stopped with an expired disc, you can get a cool drink or a lunch. What's the point of then having the system where there are so many challenges within the enforcement system itself? I'd love your thoughts on that.
Yeah, just if I can maybe refer, what you're saying now applies as much to what we're talking about, license number plates and that, as it does to auto. Just to give you some context. Now, I know they're only implementing the demerit system next year, thank goodness, all right? But let's just assume that you are now driving down the road, and remember, the points are going to be 15. Right. So you now on 12 because you've been a naughty driver. You get caught, you're pulled over, and the infringement is going to give you a 3-point penalty. Now, and I'm not saying you are going to do that, so please, I'm using a metaphorical example, all right? Okay? Yeah, so please, let's get that.
I'm already on minus 800, it's fine.
Yeah, the policeman says, hey, hold on a sec, this is going to push you over in your license, but I can turn a blind eye to it.
Right.
If you are dependent on your vehicle and your license to do your job, do you think you're going to be tempted to say, hold on, let me sort this problem now? I've had them pull me over on the side of the road. I've exceeded the speed limit for some reason, rather, not necessarily deliberately. And the indication, well, I haven't started writing yet. What do we read from that? So I think that the possibility of corruption is always prevalent in my mind and in motorist minds. How is this going to be avoided? I still pose the question to one of the advocates at RTIA. They're the implementation agency or set up. And I said, okay, so how does what you're proposing, besides the fact that we wanted to improve road safety, prevent corruption? You know what he says to me?
Yeah.
No, that's not my problem. That's law enforcement's problem. Hey, come on.
You're asking law enforcement to police themselves, and that hasn't
been
really effective to date. Eugene, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
It is such a – I think it's really going to sit in people's gut and gullet with a little bit of a bad taste to what's the reality here, rather potentially spend the money on rooting out corruption and making sure that the enforcement is as clean and above board as possible, rather than charging the public for new number plates. Eugene, thank you for joining us. That's Eugene Herbert, Chief Executive of Master Drive.